Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Had the NIL rules been in place when I was in college, I would have not had an NIL deal.
That's Governor Glenn Youngkin, a former college basketball player, riffing on his own benchwarming skills in the face of a new law that would allow Virginia college athletes to financially benefit from their NIL, or name, image, and likeness. It specifically allows the schools themselves to pay students for their NIL. It's a step Youngkin and Democratic Senator Aaron Rouse, a former Virginia Tech football star who went on to play for the Green Bay Packers, said would make the state's college sports system more competitive while enabling students to focus on what's important.
I believe this legislation helps them understand the importance of their education while not having to worry about financial burdens.
Republican Terry Kilgore, who co-patroned the effort with Delegate Terry Austin, said other states and the NCAA were developing their own NIL rules, which could put Virginia universities at a disadvantage when it comes to recruiting talent.
We need to make sure that we put our universities on solid footing and on a solid foundation. I think this is going to really help.
The bill, which also bars the NCAA from punishing colleges for compensating athletes, goes into effect July 1st. In Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner.